time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I've got Quakey Taboni with the Boys and Girls Club. And here's the deal. They've got to do some renovations down there. Nothing major, just do maybe an update to the kitchen, to the bathrooms, and things like that. So they're going to be closed during the Christmas break because they're going to have to turn the water and all that stuff off. So we're going to talk about how that's all going to go down and then what to expect when you come back after the new year. Plus, they are hiring. If you're looking for work, the Boys and Girls Club needs some help. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's start off with how are things going at the Boys and Girls Club right now?
Oh, we've had so much fun. We've just been having party after party for Christmas and doing all kinds of arts and crafts and really just trying to keep those kids entertained while they've been cooped up in the cold weather.
All right. And now that all that is in the past and behind you, December 19th through January 3rd, the club will be closed, and I'll kind of let you go into what's going to go on down there.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're sad we have to close, but we want to make sure that, you know, when we're open, the kids are able to use the bathroom and have water and power. So we're closing while they do some renovations to our kitchen and our bathroom. We've had lots of people in and out measuring things and getting things ready, and it's really going to be a crunch time for them to change up our entire kitchen. We're getting new cabinetry. We're going to knock down a non-load-bearing wall and put up an island, and we'll have a little bit more kitchen space to help them learn some healthy habits and work on food prep. And we want to start offering our teens food handlers permits as well. And then our bathrooms, they're great. They're just a little outdated, so we're excited for those to get a facelift.
Get a little bit of a facelift and things rolling. And you said that everything should be back online and you should be opening that first day back from holiday break, right? January 3rd?
Yep, we're planning just to follow the Carbon School's calendar for Christmas break. So we should be back in session when our regular hours, when Carbon goes back to school that Tuesday.
All right. And when you said that when they come back, you're going to have a little change to the way some of the people that go to the club kind of interact, so to speak.
Yeah, so this is our second year doing this, but we actually get to move our fifth graders that are going to go to middle school next year. We get to move them up to our teen center. And I know a lot of parents get sad about this because they don't want their babies to grow up and go to middle school, but we want to help them be prepared as they possibly can. I know I got lost my first day of middle school, and we want to prevent that, help them get some friends and, you know, kind of know their way around by the time they get to middle school in the fall.
So that'll happen on the 3rd as well. They'll make that switch.
Yep. They have been talking about all year. We kind of use it as an incentive too. They've had to make sure that they can prove that they're ready to go to teens, and they're super excited.
So that will happen as well. And let's close out with, you know, just like every place else, it sounds like you are not immune to it. You need some help down there for people to go down and work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, the kind of things that they'll be doing and what you'll be looking for and how they can apply if they would choose to do so.
Yeah, we really have a fun environment to work in. We get to plan the activities that we run. So right now we're looking specifically for teen staff. And what that means is a staff to work with our teen group, and that's middle school to high school aged. And we need at least two. More are welcome, but you do have to be 21 to work with the teens. And it's really the fun thing about this job is that you get to make it as fun as you want it to be. If you want to work somewhere fun, you get to plan all the activities. So that really puts the onus on you. And if you have a good time at your job, it's because you made it that way. So it's really awesome.
So really, yeah, you get to do what you want at your job and keep these kids entertained and educated.
Yeah.
So if they're interested, or how can they go about, you know, do you have applications there? Do you want them to do it online? What's the best and easiest way to do all of that?
Yeah, so they can either apply online through our website, gslclubs.org, or they can apply through Indeed. We have multiple positions posted on Indeed, and they're always welcome to send us their resume or drop it by as well.
And where would they drop that by? What's the address of the Boys and Girls Club?
And they can drop it by at 60 East 100 North. We're right there on First North.
Okay. And if anybody has questions, how about a phone number for the Boys and Girls Club?
Our phone number is 435-637-6066.
And then we always have to put in a plug. If you think that the Boys and Girls Club is something for your child, you can head on down there and sign them up. How much is the Boys and Girls Club, and when do the dates run?
We're open Monday through Friday, 1:30 on Mondays to 6:30, and then 3 till 6:30 the rest of the week. And it's $20, and that goes for the whole school year. And then we have a summer program as well that's $20 for the summer program.
And I'll tell you right now, the summer program is lit. They have a lot of fun at the Boys and Girls Club during the summer. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in and having a talk with us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.